Before we begin, I want to make sure that you have the Unleashing You retreat on your radar, because just the fact that you're tuning into this podcast means the Unleashing You retreat is right up your alley. The reason I created the Unleashing You retreat is because as women, we tend to look to everyone else for the answers. We somehow think that everyone else knows better than we do, when in reality, tapping into your own intuition is actually the key to living a happy and fulfilled life. And that's how I've created the career and life I have now, and what we'll teach you how to do during this retreat. An inner shift like this will leave you with tools that you'll use for the rest of your life. This retreat is so much more than a girls' trip. This is a transformation. If I've piqued your interest, I want to personally invite you to join us in Steamboat Springs, Colorado on September 19th through the 22nd. During our time together, we will go through coaching workshops and other deep personal development activities that will uncover aspects of yourself you never even knew. Work like this would take months or years to do on your own, and we're going to get you there in just a few short days. Not to mention, we'll be staying in a gorgeous mountain home, complete with a private chef, so you don't have to lift a finger. If you are ready for a pampering getaway where you can recharge your batteries and feed your soul, send me a message on Instagram or visit acrprofessionalcoaching.com to learn more and reserve your spot. Spots are very limited, so do not wait. And I'll see you in the mountains. Now, let's get on to today's show. Welcome to Unleashing You. This podcast is your permission slip to create success your way. I'm your host, Amanda Riffey, a certified success coach and female business leader who has climbed her way up the corporate ladder. I've been through burnout and back and found the tools to bring fun and enjoyment to my career while creating powerful results and leading in a way that feels authentic to me. This show brings you conversations with women just like you who have created massive success for themselves and are doing it in their own way. We'll hear about their personal journeys of growing their career while still prioritizing the things they love most. If you are ready to be challenged and encouraged to reach your next level, then buckle up, sister, because the road to dreamy success begins here. Let's dive in. Welcome back to Unleashing You. In today's episode, we are talking all about fear. Yep, that big scary thing, fear. I want to say a special thank you to our girl, Leah, who submitted this topic on Instagram. So many of us let fear keep us stuck. It overwhelms us, and it can stop us from taking any action at all. We might want something bigger for ourselves, but putting ourselves out there is terrifying. What if I fail? What if everyone sees? What will others think? These are all things that go through our heads, and then we stay stuck. So today, I want to give you some tips and examples of how to move through the fear and into that big dream. So I've got 5 tips for you. Let's break down number 1. Make a list of all the times you did a scary thing and there was something beautiful on the other side. Think back to all of those times in your life where you were really scared to put yourself out there or to take that risk or to try something new. But now looking back, you can see all of the beauty that was on the other side of that. I'll give you a couple personal examples of this for me later, But just make a list. Go into your journal. Make a list of all of those times from when you were a child all the way up until now. Because chances are you've probably forgotten about some of those. They now seem easy to you because you've done them. So the fear has subsided. But you know there was a point in time where it almost crippled you from taking any type of action. Make that list. Then when you feel scared to do the next thing, or you're having trouble taking action, you can go back to that list and remind yourself that, hey, this fear is actually a sign of growth. This fear is what you need to get to the other side. Number two, surround yourself with people who normalize what you want to do. And this can be online or in person. But when you're doing something new, you're doing something for the first time, that's when it feels so scary. And you feel like there's a lot that's on the line, a lot that you're risking. And what if it doesn't work out? What if, what if, what if? But when you surround yourself with people who are doing the things that you want to do, or are taking risks too, or feeling the fear and doing it anyway, it normalizes those things for you. It shows you what's possible. I'm not a big fan of the jealousy and comparison of, oh, I see someone doing the thing that I want to do, and so I feel like I need to tear them down or compare myself to them because I'm not at that point yet. What I look at them and see is I see a path. I see possibilities. I know that if that is possible for them, then it's possible for me too. And I can learn so much from them. I can see the path that they've taken. I can see how they started out. So surround yourself with people that normalize that. It really takes the bigness out of the fear and makes it feel so much more possible for you so that you can take that action and move into your big dream. Number three, journal on the things you have to gain if you took that action. And then the opposite of that, what do you stand to lose if you don't? We did an exercise like this at Unleashing You Live in Denver, and we really went through and looked at, okay, here's my big dream. Here's my dream life. Here's who I want to become. Here's what all of these dreams will do for me. And then we looked at, what do I have to gain if I take action on this dream right now? If I do that scary thing, if I take action, what do I have to gain? Maybe I'll finally be able to travel the world. Maybe I'll finally be able to pick my kids up from school every day. Maybe I'll finally be able to have consistent date nights with my partner. Maybe I'll finally be able to start saving for college or retirement or have that financial legacy that I've always dreamed of. These are the things we have to gain by not letting fear stop us. All of that is on the other side of that fear. But then what's the flip side to that? What do I stand to lose if I stay still? If I stay where I am, if I don't take the action? Maybe your relationships will suffer. Maybe you'll stay in a job that you hate. Maybe you'll keep living paycheck to paycheck. Maybe you'll never see the world. My guess is the alternative is not where you want to be. So when you can frame it up in that way, taking action seems like a no-brainer. All of that goodness is on the other side of moving through the fear and taking that action. Speaking of action, that's number four, fast action. Trust me, the more you think about it, the more you're going to talk yourself out of it. Trust yourself. Trust your intuition. Trust what is meant for you. That big dream is on your heart for a reason. It is there for a reason. It wouldn't be there if it wasn't meant for you. I always say, I have no dreams of being a deep sea diver. That does not hit my radar. That dream is not meant for me. That dream is meant for someone else. And I know that because I have no desire to do that. But I do have a desire to impact women and help them step into their best version of themselves. I do have dreams of running big events, speaking on stages, making an impact. Does it terrify me? Absolutely it does. But that dream is on my heart, so I know it's there for a reason. And I have to keep saying yes to the things that are going to get me closer to that dream. Fast action. Don't overthink it. When you overthink it, you stay stuck. Just one action at a time. Little things, but do it quick. You'll be glad you did. I hope you're enjoying today's episode. I wanted to interrupt for a brief moment to invite you to create success your own way. I am currently enrolling in one-on-one private coaching opportunities. This is for you if you are ready to go all in and see big results. With 4 months of focused time just for you, you will skyrocket your growth and success beyond your wildest dreams. No more dreading Mondays. We'll make every day feel like Friday. Ready for a promotion? Let's do it. Want to start your business? I'm game. Need to find balance between your career and your family? I promise you it can be done. Are you longing to level up your leadership? Well, then let's bring out that badass CEO. Together, we will transform your career and your life into something you are really proud of. Get ready to get back in the driver's seat and create the success of your dreams. And did I mention we will have so much fun along the way? Send me a message on Instagram or head to acrprofessionalcoaching.com to learn more. I'll also put the details in the show notes for you. Your road to dreamy success begins here. Now, back to the episode. And number 5, get someone like a coach to hold you accountable. When you have to say your dreams out loud, when you have to say your beliefs out loud, when you have to say the big scary things out loud, it changes things. It makes those things real. It allows you to see your possibilities rather than your limitations. It helps hold you accountable. Not only does a coach help you elevate your mindset to really believe that those things are possible for you and move through the beliefs that have been holding you back, but they're also there to believe in that big dream right along with you. And trust me, a good coach is not going to let you quit on yourself. So get yourself some accountability. When you have somebody that you know knows all the things that you do, it's a lot harder to quit. Think about when you go to the gym. You got a gym buddy to go with, you're much more likely to go. It's the same thing when you know you need to take action on something that scares you. Get yourself someone to hold you accountable. And by the way, I would love, love, love to be that person for you. So send me a message, reach out. We can talk and see how this would be a good fit for either one of us. Let me give you a couple examples in my own personal life of how major growth has happened for me when I stepped into fear. So here are 2 examples. Number 1, the most recent for me has been hosting my own event. I've talked about this a little bit on the podcast before. I absolutely talked about it to the women who were at Unleashing You Live. I was terrified. I had no idea what I was doing. I told a few people at the event, I think the first 5 minutes, I just completely blacked out. I know I was talking, but I have no idea what I said. Everyone said it sounded great, so I'm going to go with that. But I was so nervous and so scared to go out and talk in front of all of those women. And let's back it up even before then. I was terrified to even say yes to hosting my own event. I had no idea what I was doing. I have no background in event planning. I wouldn't even consider myself the most creative of my friends or the one that hosts the, you know, most extravagant party. That's not me. But I knew I had a passion for bringing women together in a space where we can all dream big. We can hold each other accountable. We can hold space for each other, for the emotions, for the fears, for everything that comes up. And so I knew that this event was meant for me, even though I had no idea how I was going to do it. First of all, I worked with a coach. So there's my accountability. There's my guidance. There's how I worked through every limiting belief as it came up for me. I also broke it down into manageable steps, and I learned as I went. If I focused on planning an entire event, all the details every single day, I would have completely stopped myself and made myself stuck from moving forward because I would have been completely overwhelmed. So I broke it down into manageable steps. The first step was, okay, find a venue, then create a name, then find a way for people to buy tickets. That's all I needed to focus on right now to get started. Then once I accomplished those, then it was, okay, get your sales page up and running, start to socialize it, let people know it exists, right? So there were different steps that I had to take as I went along, but I chunked it out into manageable pieces. And that is what helped the whole event come together. If I had let fear stop me, I wouldn't have been able to bring together 50 incredible women for a day that changed their lives. I would still be sitting here dreaming about one day hosting my own event. And now I have connections with women that I didn't even know before this event. I have lifelong connections. I have work connections. I have personal connections. I have the women around me that are going to support me in my next big dream. Let me give you one more example that was over 10 years ago. So not something that scares me today, but something that definitely was real and scared me 10 years ago. I was in the running for my dream job. There were 35 applicants and just one opening. It was a national position. So there were people all across the country who wanted this job. And I wanted that job so bad I could taste it. But so did everyone else. So while I was in the interviewing process, I had another promotion opportunity present itself. It was a promotion as well, and it was the safe choice. It was very similar to what I had been doing for years, but it included leadership responsibility, which would have been a step up for me. I'll be honest, I almost took it. And then I realized that it wasn't what I really wanted. Inside, it wasn't what lit me up. It seemed like the safe, logical choice, but I knew that it wasn't what my heart wanted. What I wanted was to move into learning and development. I had a passion for helping others, and I knew I could be so dang good at that job. So I turned down the safe choice, and I kept my name in the ring for my dream job. A few weeks later, I received a phone call offering me the job I had been dreaming about. I just couldn't believe it. I had put myself out there. I did something that felt really uncomfortable, and it paid off. That dream job is what ended up catapulting my career. It gave me exposure at a national level with my company. And it allowed me to work closely with the company's executive leaders. I learned so much from that job. And because of that, I've been able to create new career pathways that wouldn't have been available to me otherwise. So for me, stepping into that fear, taking the risk, taking the chance, and following my intuition and my heart, it paid off. And now looking back, my career path would have been so much different if I hadn't taken that chance. So I want to ask you today, what is something that you've had on your heart for a long time? What is something that you want to do, but you're terrified to take action? Where are you feeling stuck? I want you to really think about that today. Really dig deep. And then go through those journaling prompts. Ask yourself, what do I have to gain if I just take an action towards that next big dream? What do I stand to lose if I don't? Your dreams are there for a reason. Your fear is there to show you the path to growth. And I'm here to help you with that. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Unleashing You, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye, everyone.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you'd like to continue this conversation, connect with me on Instagram and say hello. You can find me at AmandaRiffey_coaching. In the meantime, if you know you are ready to step into your next level of success and want to completely accelerate your personal and professional growth, let's work together. I offer one-on-one and group coaching, as well as on-demand self-study options. There's really something for everyone. To learn more, visit my website at acrprofessionalcoaching.com or send me a DM on Instagram and start a conversation. And don't worry, I truly want all of us to succeed, so I promise I will never steer you wrong. Let's create a career and life you love. Chat with you again soon.